Chapter 7. But he had ended his days at once. His comrade, seeing the danger they were both in, ran after him, and immediately they came both out with their muskets, and the man that was first struck at with the pole knocked the fellow down that began the quarrel with the stock of his musket, and that before the other two could come to help him. And then, seeing the rest come at them, they stood together, and presenting the other ends of their pieces to them, bade them stand off. The others had firearms with them too, but one of the two honest men, bolder than his comrade, and made desperate by his danger, told them if they offered to move hand or foot they were dead men, and boldly commanded them to lay down their arms. They did not, indeed, lay down their arms, but seeing him so resolute, it brought them to a parley, and they consented to take their wounded man with them and be gone. And, indeed, it seems the fellow was wounded sufficiently with the blow. However, they were much in the wrong, since they had the advantage that they did not disarm them effectually, as they might have done, and have gone immediately to the Spaniards, and given them an account how the rogues had treated them. For the three villains studied nothing but revenge, and every day gave them some intimation that they did so. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.